Just wrapping up and rounding up our series of podcasts about expressions and gestures and mannerisms, which will help you get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice today. The nodding dog syndrome. Yeah, some people get into the habit of self-conducting. Now, self-conducting is good in many, many respects, but be careful that you don't kind of overdo it. You don't get too entrenched in that particular furrow of self-conducting with your head while you're talking, particularly when you're reading from a script, nodding along to the rhythm of the words like that. You can't see me, but it does then affect your voice to a certain extent. Or when they highlight or lift a word's intonation, sometimes people kind of nodding along like that. So one can affect the script and your intonation and your voice with too much expression, too much mannerisms and so on. And of course, that's not too bad, of course, if you're presenting audio. Indeed, it can help create the rhythm of the read, conducting your script and so on. But if you're off video, it can look rather unusual. It can be rather off-putting. Viewers will be watching your nodding head like a Churchill dog, rather than listening to your message. Here's another UK reference. Churchill, car insurance company, logo, a dog. They had a series of adverts with a plastic dog with a nodding head on the back shelf of cars. That was their gadget, that was their gizmo, that was their logo, their link, and so on. Okay. People might still say, you look like a Churchill's nodding dog. That's what I mean. So the nodding dog syndrome, not so bad if you're on radio, if you're on audio, people can't see you, but you're using your head, or your hands as well, to conduct the flow of the script, to help you get the intonation, help you get the beat and the rhythm and so on, but it can look, obviously, odd on telly. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.